look at those peas.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a second. Wait, can we get into the peas? Girl, listen, I need that. Oh my God, I love it.
I'm not going to hog up your space. I'm sure there are other people waiting to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate you so much. And please, I love you. I love you. I love you. Please keep showing love. And, you know, definitely be showing love back, y'all. Shout out to Mother Versace. Y'all show her some love. Yes, bye, boo. Thank you.
Bye, boo.
Bye, boo. Hello, can I hear you now? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hi, hello. How are you, boo?
Okay, is you live?
Is we live?
Okay, how you doing?
Is we live? What's up? How are you? Now we can see you a little better in the light. Yes.
Yeah, get the mic back.
Everybody, I like to see, go ahead and follow. All right.
Here you go.
Listen, I know if you can't
move on,
but it can't
move. All right, find some billionaires.
All right,
so anyway.
So what's
up? I noticed as soon as you got off camera, they had went live. You know, I was really waiting for you to kind of get your shine. You know, I was sitting there waiting. I was like, come on, this was like a big moment for Wiz. You know,
yeah.
And it was just kind of like, yeah, well, some small YouTube.
It was just kind of skipping.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know anything else that transpired that day. You know, but like I said to you, yeah, whether they validate you or not, you are talented all on your own. You know what I'm saying?
So, I don't understand how the man comes up are on when I'm responding to him. I'm responding.
And I think if they really watch your whole video, you're really honest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the first thing that I said when I got the surprise chat from Jaguar is I don't think that Armand is jealous of Storm at all. And I still don't.
Yeah.
But don't save me.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel you on that. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? Did you try talking to him, like yourself? Have you heard from him at all?
No, I actually had messaged him, but I unsent the message. But I had messaged him earlier, and I was like, hey, you know, I might be going live, you know, like Jack, number one. I would love for you guys to have a conversation. We just kind of all have a conversation. You know, he didn't really get back to me. But I think he was on the energy of this whole situation of vindication and everything. So I think he was misdirecting his anger. But it kind of backfired. Like, you look stupid. Like, I did you a favor. And what I was saying is, posting my face and shit, you should at least say who I am. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's not that
YouTube today. Yeah, and I was watching another YouTube. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
That's what's up. Yeah. Yeah, give him his props or whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. Don't let it get under your skin. You'll be all right one way or another.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I ain't worried about this shit. I'm not worried about him. Listen,
yeah,
you see this hat?
And at the end of the day, people. Yeah, I like that hat. I'm gonna be borrowing that.
Yeah.
Jaguar, but I keep letting people know, like, no, she called in to the show. She was watching.
Right.
Show, you know.
Right.
So I've been sure to tell people that, like, this was not a planned interview or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So
none of
it could be. You did just fine.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through. My shout out to my Kaya. I was gonna say Micah.
All right. So are we ready to get into some things? Child, this is probably not going to be a lengthy life. It is hot in here. here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Hey, get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Ooh, today feels like a fantastic day. Get in here. Get in here. It is Tuesday, and I know you guys are on your lunch breaks. I tried to come on time as possible. I'm hot, though. My God. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, so we're going to do a little light lunchtime kiki, light lunchtime get into some things. All right, because a pussy poke devil, and I ain't never apologize to no pussy poke. You know what I'm saying? These bum bitches, so disgusting. Disgust me. Girl, please. Yuck, who are you? It's the hair for me, love. Anywho, how is everybody doing? All right, girls. So listen. First of all, I was going through. How was everybody's Tuesday? My Tuesday is fantastic. Today we are going live with Jason Lee. Okay, we will be on Hollywood Unlocked. I don't know if I have the freaking flyer. Hold on. Why are y'all gagging? Don't gag at me like that. Stop that. Let me see. Let me see if I can find the flyer. So y'all know it's tonight at 7 p.m. I really need to post this on my Instagram because I'm really trying it. Hold on. Jason Lee. We will be live tonight. We will be get in here tonight on gagging. I'm going to have to get my voice together if I'm going to be doing all that gagging. Okay, so tonight we will be on Hollywood Unlocked gagging with Jason Lee. Make sure you guys are there. 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so you guys want to be live in the building, hashtag getting here, dropping bells and bombs before the live starts. All right, so let's get into some things. Now, we're going to be talking about EJ. We're going to be talking about Megan Thee Stallion. We're going to be talking about JT. And we're going to be talking about Jason Lee. All right. So before we get started, you know, I like EJ. But, you know, what is up with these girls in these units? I'm starting to notice across the globe, a lot of these gays do this weird hair. It really be the hair for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, girl, what is this wet look? This, like, plastic wet look. Girls, a lot of these girls are doing these different wet looks, and it's a mess. It's a mess. A mess. EJ, I don't like this wet look either. Or is that not wet? I don't know. But, you know, the wet look on the girls is not cute. It's a mess. But anyway. is that not his name? Is his name not EJ King? Yeah, well, EJ is the celebrity stylist. So he styled like Teyana Taylor, Chris Brown, Megan Thee Stallion, Tommy. You know, he's in that crowd of like, you know, hip hop. Like he, you know, he's like friends with Nelly. You know, he does like he's in LA. And so he does a lot of styling or whatever. But this particular time he got fired. Megan Thee Stallion fired him. Now, apparently, she wasn't paying him. I personally think that the style was just not that great. I don't think EJ is a great stylist. I think that EJ, I don't really like EJ's style that much. I think he has okay pieces. I personally look at EJ and some other the stylists and like hair people out there in LA. Like, to me, they want to be famous more than they're like really like talented stylists, in my opinion. I feel like a lot of them focus more on, you know, the persona of I'm the stylist for. So, like, he'll look good to a certain degree, and he'll make sure he's on the red carpet. Look, this is a red carpet picture of him. I mean, I don't know a lot of stylists that do a lot of red carpets. But anyway, so he's a stylist. And I personally feel like that Megan Thee Stallion got with her new management team, and they probably fired him because the looks just weren't feeling luxe enough, you know? And I've heard through some of my friends, some of my designer friends, that EJ has pulled clothes from them and, you know, not returned the clothes, just did horrible business. But that's a conversation for another day. I'm just telling you, perhaps, you know, Megan Thee Stallion felt like his business just wasn't good. I mean, he wouldn't return the clothes on time to some of these designers. It would just be lackluster. It would just be very just thrown together. And you'd have to, you know, you'd be missing some of the pieces. Some of the pieces wouldn't come back. So I was hearing all that from some of my designer friends in L.A. So some people say that EJ is just a big mess. But then others say that EJ is great. Then others will say EJ gets fired from every client that he's with. However, this is what goes into the business with being a stylist, a makeup artist, hair. Like, those jobs are so scary because at any moment a person can decide, okay, listen, I don't want to work for you. I don't want you to work for me anymore. This isn't working anymore. We're going to go ahead and let you go. Now, hold on. So, yeah, I was making sure that I didn't need to get something out of the chat. So, anyway, so Jason Lee, so Megan Thee Stallion fired EJ because for whatever reason. I feel like it just the looks weren't working. She needed something else. And who's been a fan of Megan Thee Stallion? I mean, be honest. EJ's been selling her for the last year or 2 years or something like that. And she's been nothing to look at as far as fashion. So I don't think that he's just a phenomenal stylist like that. He's okay, but it's nothing to cry home and, you know, run to your mama about and, you know, just pay crazy prices. EJ is more like what I call a Hollywood celebrity, like a Hollywood stylist. Like, those Hollywood ones, they're not really in it for, like, the fashion. It's more of, like, I'm a stylist. Here's my Instagram versus, like, you know, I work within in the entertainment industry and I have clients, I have relationships, you know, I pull, you know. It's more like, yes, I'm a stylist. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's the energy I get. I mean, I'm sure he got his bag. And I'm sure he's doing his thing because he always looks okay for, I guess, you know, what he looks like, you know. But I just kind of feel like he's a little bit in it for the fame of it all, too, versus just the art of styling. And perhaps maybe that came across. And it's nothing wrong with wanting to be in front of the camera and be famous. Just say it. And if you do want to be famous like that, you don't need to be a stylist because those people typically play the background. They're supposed to be the help. You know, if you want to be the star, you need to do something else that puts you in the leading role to be the star. I'm not saying that that's what he wants to do, but I kind of get a little bit of that I want to be the star energy. Bitch, I know. I did not just look at that comment and somebody said that this looked like SZA. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no, you did it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody said, hair different. SZA, why you playing? I know you lying. I know you did not say that was SZA. Now, hold on. Now we're going to have to pull up a picture of SZA real fast. Hold on. Stop playing. I know you lying. Stop playing with me. If this looks like SZA, I'm going to fall out. Girl, I know you. Look. Wait. Girl. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kia. Why you do SZA like that? Let me see. Wait. Wait, is that SZA? SZA, is that you? That is, why you do that like that? Stop playing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate you guys. I really don't like y'all. I swear to God, because y'all are all trash. Okay? Not SZA. Oh, somebody remind me to ask Jason Lee if he think that EJ looked like SZA tonight. That might be I might not get back invited onto the show. But girl, I want to see the look on Jason Lee's face. I'm gonna ask Jason, let me ask you a serious question. We were having a conversation earlier on my channel. And we were talking about EJ, and we, you know, it was by unanimous decision the girls thought that EJ looked like SZA. Now, do you think that EJ looks like SZA? I want to see what he's going to say. And I got to pull these pictures up. Okay, so let's get to it because I know some of y'all's on lunch and we just got to kiki real quick. And I got to find me a barbershop somehow. So anyway, speaking of Jason Lee, so fast forward, let's get back to the point. So fast forward, okay, Cardi B has this fabulous birthday party in Las Vegas. EJ gets invited. I think he got invited through Teyana Taylor because he was styling her, but he was there. And he was told that Megan Thee Stallion was going to be there. JT was there. And allegedly, it all went down. Meg tried to fight EJ. Then JT tried to jump in and fight EJ, which I'm like, well, JT. See, here's the thing with JT, though. For me, JT is like, girl, since when did you like Meg? Like, JT and Meg, both, like, they be throwing shade at each other. And then it's like, are you running to fight EJ for Meg? I'm like, girl, please, JT, you be throwing shade. Meg is definitely be throwing shade. And I know a lot of y'all think that this is a Meg shade channel, this, that, and the third. But we're gonna get into it. I'm going to tell you what I think. But let's listen to what Jason Lee said happened at the party first. Then I'll let you know what EJ said. Then I'll give you my opinion, and then we'll talk. Okay, so let's go to what Jason Lee said. So security is pulling him back. Okay. So this is then with what EJ had to say. Oh no, that's me tonight. But that wasn't it. Okay, let me see what EJ had to say. So this is what EJ had to say. No, girl. Now, first of all, I will be honest. I don't know why he was doing an interview. So I could be a little bit wrong because I did not do the research on why he was doing an interview. However, I will say, why is he doing an interview? Like, and if you are doing an interview as a stylist, why are you doing an interview talking about your clients and drama that has happened? I personally feel like that he is dry clout chasing. Because is he technically clout chasing? No. Is it his truth? Yes. Is it what happened? Possibly. But when you're trying to tell the story like, I'm not really into drama, I don't really get into this, this is not my character. Whenever a person does all that, believe the exact opposite. Because my thing is this. If you weren't really into that, if you weren't trying to be messy, if it wasn't about that, you wouldn't be answering those questions. You wouldn't be doing interviews. So I feel like, first of all, you went live and discussed it. And that was what triggered everything. And Megan Thee Stallion was probably over it that you went live because she's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, people already not believing me about this Tory Lanez stuff. People already have these preconceived notions about me. Why are you going live? And then to come on here and dry say that she's a drunk. And whatever you said to Jason Lee, Jason Lee's been hammering it in. Jason Lee pretty much said that she's a drunk and she's aggressive. He literally said that. And then we know that you and Jason Lee are cool. So basically you're talking to the blogs. So he's already insinuated that she ain't paying you. So you're talking. You're being very much so messy. And now you're doing interviews. You're clout chasing. EJ's a little bit of a clout chaser, and it's no shade. And here's my thing. I think he's dry cloud chasing, and I feel like being a public figure, yes, I'm nowhere near as famous or as popular or as big as Megan Thee Stallion, right? However, it's a tough to play. It's a tough place to be in when you are the anchor or the star or the prominent figure, and you have to build a team around you. Because you never know which team members are in it for the clout or in it for the opportunity or collectors or in it for the interview. What I mean, and team members could be anybody. Team members could be your family. Team members could be, you know, your best friends. Team members could be your hair, your makeup, all of that. And so I just feel like you got to be very – being a public figure, a celebrity, whatever, a prominent figure, you have to be very, 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 very calculated and very cautious about the people that you bring and allow into your space. It almost will drive you crazy because at any moment somebody can speak out and do an interview, and because you are the more prominent figure, they actually have – they and they're the underdog – their story is going to be more believable than yours. So I just feel like as a stylist, if it went awry, it went awry. Now, I get it. I get it. Like, all right, well, maybe, you know, I'm lost my job. And so this could kind of mess up my reputation to get other work. And I have to let it be known that, listen, we just went our separate ways. However, if I'm a celebrity, I'm not hiring EJ. Because he's going to go do a dry Instagram live, or he's going to go dry interview and kind of hint at some of the personal things that he might learn about me in private. I would never hire him based off of what he's done. And sometimes you never know. You set traps for people to see who they really are. I do it all the time. Throw something out there. When you're on the fence about somebody, I did it recently. You're on the fence with somebody. You're not really sure how they're going to handle things because they're trying to get in your good graces. They're trying to be cool with you. But you feel like something might not be right, or something could be good, or something could not be right. So you throw something out there to see how they react. And 9 times out of 10, all you got to do is sit back and watch, and they show their hand. And then you be like, oh, I'm glad I dodged that bullet. Happened to me recently. You do that a lot. Like, you have to do that because you just never know what's going to happen. Now, with Megan Thee Stallion going through all of this stuff, now, Megan Thee Stallion by far is no saint. She is no victim by a long shot in certain things. However, I just kind of feel like she definitely did not need that to be added. And then especially, when Megan drinks. Going back to what I said about Carl calling her the cognac queen. And Erica Banks being the rhyme queen. And you guys slayed me because Megan Thee Stallion, the freestyle queen. And you guys slayed me because Megan Thee Stallion has a song called the cognac queen. Everybody says that Megan Thee Stallion is a drunk. This is not a secret. Everybody says that Megan Thee Stallion is a drunk and she's violent. And then you know what? I believe it. But it shouldn't have came from the stylist. I'm not saying he's lying. That's the whole thing. I believe him. But we shouldn't know that from you. We should just be assuming. You shouldn't be confirming nothing. That's all I'm saying. So, yes, he's dry cloud chasing, and he feels some type of way that he got fired. Because before he got fired, he was dealing with the Megan Thee Stallion BS. See, whenever they get fired or when you tell them no, then they want to go on live and start dragging you and telling people how they really feel. But that's why it's good to plant them seeds. Sometimes you need to tell people. Sometimes you need to fire people. Sometimes you need to make them think that they're not going to be hired. Sometimes you need to let them think that they're on the outs so you can see how they will react in discourse. Will they pick up the phone and call you? Will they be quiet? Will they just wait things out to see? Or are they going to go run on Instagram Live or run on YouTube or run and do interview, run on live and try to drag you? Most of the time, they show their hand. They run on live. It's like, I knew it. Somebody said he didn't drag her. No, he didn't call her out of her name. but he's confirming a lot of things that people assume about her, and it's not really necessary for him to do. He's dry dragging her. He's dry clout chasing. He's dry exposing her. That's what he's doing. Now, what was unnecessary, though, for me also was JT. You don't, JT, move out the way. Meg don't like you like that, and you don't like Meg like that. Although we one record away. We one hot girl summer away from you tweeting, throwing shade at Meg Thee Stallion, and vice versa. So, JT, go get be out of jail for over a year, please. Okay? Cause and please get back to rapping the way that we – get back to the Kiki, because you ain't been the same since you got out. Okay? JT, we thought you was going to be hotter than you are. You let me down. So, you know, go somewhere and hide in the corner or rap or do something, figure it out. But jumping in the middle of Meg Thee Stallion and EJ and SZA, what? Well, I just want to call that man SZA. You don't jump in the middle of that. You worry about your own issues. Okay? And Meg Thee Stallion, girl. You only got, and listen, I said that you need to get a little bit of controversy, but I didn't think you needed a year full of it. I didn't think that we needed to, listen, it's not everybody else's fault. There was actually a tweet. I mean, she posted on her story. Let me read this. I'm going to read you what Megan Thee Stallion said on her Instagram live story. Let me give you that tea. If you haven't done this, share the video right now. Shout out to the 1,900 people in the chat. Let's get into some things. Come on. This is the afternoon Kiki. Let's get 2,000 people in the chat. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Let's see. Let me grab this for you all. Not Uncle Clifford. Y'all gonna really stop playing with me. So y'all say EJ King like Uncle Clifford? Not how you go from Uncle Clifford and SZA, bitch? My God. With art in heaven. Who art in heaven? Okay, so listen. Not Uncle Clifford and SZA. We're gonna put up hold on. Before we get to what Meg said, let me pull up a picture of Uncle Clifford. Let me see what Uncle Clifford looked like. Hold on. Uncle Clifford. Let me see Uncle Clifford. Hold on, just because y'all wanted to do this. Let me see. Who he looked more like, Uncle Clifford? Or do they have a Uncle Clifford? Let me look at Uncle Clifford hair. Hold on. Yeah, I know you lie. Okay, let me see. Okay, here go Uncle Clifford. Oh, wait, this is all... Yes, period. Let's see. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here we go. Period. Uncle Clifford. EJ. Okay. And let's do another one. Let's see. SZA. Hold on. Give me one. Who look like what? Okay, let's take SZA out. Wait, no. Let's take SZA out. It is giving an Uncle Clifford tea. Very much an Uncle Clifford vibe. Uncle Clifford was beat, though. It's no shade. The men in hair is out. I mean, it's in. Oh, now they're saying Rick James. Let me see. Let's get into Rick James. No. Okay. So EJ don't look like Rick James. Let's look at it. Rick James. And then EJ. He don't look like no Rick James. It's a little Rick James in there. No shade. No shade. I think it's a little Rick James. It's Rick James for me. Yes, it's the Rick James for me. Listen, why do y'all do this? Why do y'all do this? Y'all just said this man look like two men and a lady. No, y'all not going to do Tokyo Tony like that. Y'all not going to do, we're not going to do Tokyo Tony like that. Y'all know I like Tokyo Tony. Not Tokyo Tony. Wait a minute. Yes. Ooh, Alexis. Now we got to, okay, listen, we got to get into some things. But we're going to do it. We're going to do a light, period. Thank you. Come on for the super check. Come on for the super, super, super. Yes. People on work. People at work. But we're going to do a little bit of a, we're going to do a little bit of a work twerk. A work twerk. Okay. All right. A little work twerk. A little work and twerk. We're going to brighten up your day. Oh, God. Okay. But we were talking about Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, so we got to get back to Meg. Let's get back to Meg. Okay. So let's get back to Meg. Thank you, Alexis. Okay, let's get back to Megan Thee Stallion. Okay. Come on. Where is it at? Is this it? No, that's not it. Okay, let me get this. Let me get this because I know y'all, we got to get into some things. Okay, look. So this is what Meg said. No, that's Rick James. That's SZA. That's P-Valley. Okay, boom. So Meg goes and says, I'm at a point in life where if you do me wrong, I don't even put the effort to hate you. I just no longer worry about your existence. That's pretty harsh. Megan Thee Stallion needs a spiritual intervention. Excuse me, sorry. Oh, the volume was low. Sorry, I'm back. Okay, I get it. I see it. Okay, she said, I'm at the point in life where if you do me wrong, I don't even put the effort in to hate you. I just no longer worry about your existence. Y'all still can't hear me? Oh, yeah, I'm like, girl, what's your name? I did. Okay. Oh, they said now we can hear. Okay, so it must be a delay in the chat. Okay, because I'm like, what is going on? All right, cool, boom. So we're going up. So I personally feel like Megan Thee Stallion, I definitely wanted you to have a little spice and a little edge because I definitely felt like she was out here trying to be everybody's friend. However, I did not expect it to go this way. And I also feel like it's not everybody else's fault. You know what I'm saying? You're beefing with the label. You're beefing with Erica Banks. You're beefing with, you can't keep a man. You've been shot. You're beefing with Kylie Jenner. You're beefing with Kelsey. And everybody else is cool. You're beefing with EJ. Everybody else is cool, though. Jonathan was your hairstylist. He gone. I think Akilah Face was your makeup artist. He gone. Stylist, he gone. Like, girl, at some point, do you take any accountability? I'm starting to feel a similar energy that I feel about another female rapper. You know, we need to pull a card for Megan Thee Stallion. What does she need to do? Let's see what Megan Thee Stallion needs to do. Look, I haven't done this in a while. Oh, wow. She needs to heal the chaos in her life. There's a tornado of chaos going on in her life, and she needs to deal with it and have the ultimate healing. I feel like Megan Thee Stallion has not dealt with a lot of the chaos that has happened in her life. Healing chaos. It needs to happen. She needs to address it, admit it. Wow, that was a good card. She needs to address it, admit it, and start the process of moving forward. If you're not in therapy, Megan, you need to get in therapy quickly. Yes, yes, oh yes. Listen, we pull cards. If you guys want to be into the card pulling channel, let me go grab that before I get into some more things. And I have a card pulling Instagram and a card pulling channel for those people that want to go there. Let me see. I'm going to grab it right now for you because I know some of y'all don't like it. Don't start unsubscribing because y'all did that last time. But y'all be begging me to pull cards. Then y'all be mad at me and start unsubscribing when I pull them. But listen, okay. I don't think she's dealt with the yes. So you can visit the card pulling channel here. Okay, period. We're going to be over there today. All right, so I feel like Megan Thee Stallion needs to deal with the healing. I mean, she has a lot of hurt in her. But I think that's very obvious, right? But she's dealing with a lot. She was even doing those live streams, and whenever she would talk about her mom and dad, and she would break down. So I think she just keeps going. And in a time, you know, when you're rising, your star is rising, and things are happening, you just keep going. So I feel like the drinking keeps her going. Like, all right, I don't want to deal with my emotions right now. I'm going to drink right now. I'm going to party. I'm going to have fun. I'm Megan Thee Stallion. I got to perform. I'm doing this. I'm just on go. I don't have anything else but my career. So this is what I'm going to focus on. But then, just like coffee or anything else you do, or like, you know, drinking drugs, anything like that, it gives you a high, but then there's a hard crash. So then she gets to this point in my mind where she feels like, listen, we're going. I'm drinking. I don't care. And I'm on my high. But then that same liquor that helps you escape reminds you and starts triggering those emotions and those thoughts. And it can be something as simple as a look of a person's face or a smell of a person's clothing or their body, and it just triggers an emotion or a breakdown. And it makes you super vulnerable to tap into emotions that you try to suppress, like anger, you know, depression, sadness. Alcohol triggers all of that. At a certain point, it starts to trigger that. At the same time as it's getting you through, like, I don't want to think about it, let me just get drunk. Then you start to have this crash. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I'm not saying that she has a total problem, but I think she needs to address it so that it doesn't look like she's just falling out with everybody. So I like Megan, you know, I support her. And I know that it's rough, right? But I'm just saying, like, and I do think that she needs to be very cautious about the new people that she has around her, because even at the end of the day, we could have learned and we could have heard that she was a drunk or this, that, the third, but we definitely didn't need, you know, any slight confirmings from a former employee. So EJ is not out the woods either for me. Now, what I will do, though, is open up the calling line so we can get into some things, because I've been talking. Let me open up the lines. 563-999-3658. Shout out to the 2,000 people in the chat. We always have a legendary show. Let's get into some things. All right, you guys done? Have you guys subscribed to the Tarot channel? Have you guys subscribed to it? Let me post it one more time so I can pin this number. 563-999-3658. Okay, there's... Oh, hurry. I don't want to scare anybody. We're not gonna pull no more cards, child. They're going to be scared. Call me now for your free reading. That's what they said I was doing, child. Here's the link. If y'all want to subscribe, hit that subscribe and come on back. All right, boom. Let me get the calling number for those people that's on the line. Boom. All right. 2988. You're live on the air. Is Megan Thee Stallion the problem or is EJ clout chasing?
Hey Armand. I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I believe that, you know, he really didn't have to do an interview. Jason Lee said what he said. People will believe Jason Lee. People might not believe Jason Lee. Same way they may or may not believe EJ just because the situation is messy. But at the same time, too, I need Meg to take several seats because at this point, it's not everybody. It's you at this point. You fell out with your best friend. You fell out with your label. You fell out with your hairstylist. You fell out with your stylist. Like, and Megan has a pattern because I watched the whole EJ interview. And
okay, so what was it about? Because I didn't watch the whole EJ interview. So what was he interviewing about?
So I'm not really sure. I'm honestly not sure what they wanted to talk about, but I do know he did say, I don't want to talk about this situation the whole time. They ended up talking about the situation the whole time. So they didn't really get much into other. Yeah. But EJ's messy. Meg is messy. Like, they're both messy, but he was trying not to be. You could tell he was hurt by the situation and he felt some type of way. Because based off of what I got from the situation was, you know, Meg never officially fired him. He was thinking, you know, oh, you got these shows coming up. I'm about to style you. I'm about to get you together. And then he looked up and she was already dressed by somebody else. So I think that's kind of where it came in, where Megan, like, this is not the first time somebody's saying this about you. Your label, Carl Crawford, he said the same thing. He was like, yo, I didn't even know you felt this way. I didn't even know you was looking around. I look up one day.
Right.
You have these people coming at me crazy, and I didn't even know there was an issue. So my thing with Megan is you and EJ were friends. Let's start there. You guys were friends. It wasn't like they just had a professional relationship. They also had a friendship. You know, they were everywhere together. They were cool. So I feel like if anything, as a friend, you should have at least gave him that courtesy of, yo, you know what? I think I want to take my style to a different look. I have a different vision. She could have given him the chance to evolve with her and say, you know what? If she wasn't feeling the style that he was giving her, she could have just said, hey, you know what? I'm really not feeling this. I want to move on to something else. Do you think is that something that you can do? If not, I will be looking for somebody else. Even from a professional standpoint, that's just common courtesy because you never know. One day you might double back and say, hey, I need you for this event right quick. You don't burn bridges like that. So she could have handled it in a more professional way. And Megan is known for being messy. She does not know how to be professional, you know, even from her asking for the feature with Nicki Minaj, like you low key kind of like
bullied her into the feature.
That's how I feel. I feel like you kind of bullied her into it because there's this narrative going around that Nicki's the problem, Nicki's the problem, Nicki's the problem. So if Nicki would have just turned you down and not done nothing, people would have came for Nicki and said, oh, you see, Nicki don't like the new girls. She really is a hater. Like, you know what you were doing. Like, most people don't talk business on Instagram Live. you know? So Megan is very messy in those aspects. Like, have you noticed that all of her features, just out of everybody in 2020, it's only your features that always leak? It's always your stuff that leak? I feel like there's a reason why Beyonce did not, you know, acknowledge that remix, because, you know, Beyonce don't play about her art, about her music. Everything has a time. Everything needs to be done the right way. And everything, that thing that comes out with her, it's always being leaked. So I think Meg is the problem. And I kind of have an issue with people always, like, Megan can go on live. Megan can go and speak her truth. But as soon as somebody else responds, or we don't like the way they go about it, it's like, oh, just shut up. I don't know why they talk before. It's like, if Megan can speak her truth at any given time and go on live and be emotional and be messy.
So let me ask you this. Let's just get to it. Let me get to the question. Do you think that Tory Lanez shot her?
Okay, so I'm
make it quick. Make it quick.
So I work in a trauma ICU. So when I looked at it, I'm going to look at the facts, right? I think maybe there could have been a gun that went off, but it's law that if somebody comes in with a bullet, with any type of wound from a gun, it doesn't matter if you admit to it or not. You can lie to your doctors all you want, but what's going to show up on the x-ray, what's going to show up, like, you cannot lie when it comes to facts. You get lots of patients who come in and they'll lie and say, oh, no, it was glass. Oh, no, it was this. Oh, no, he didn't hit me. It wasn't this. But we know. We can tell the signs. We're trained on this. So I think certain things did happen, but I feel like she's over-exaggerating it. Like, you know, saying, oh, I went into surgery. First of all, if you went into surgery, you would not be able to have your phone on you. You were on a stretcher. So that means you wasn't even admitted into a hospital bed. And she could have technically said, I was there for 2 days, because if as long as they clock you, as long as they check you in at 11:59 p.m. before 12 a.m., they will charge you for 2 full days of a hospital stay. Even if you leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, you came in at 11, you leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're going to charge you for 2 days. So that technically is facts. And then she's saying, oh, yeah, they did an IND, irrigation and debridement. That's basically them just saying, it's a fancy term for saying we cleaned it with some you know, normal saline, some salt water, and took out the dirt, patched it up, and sent you home. So I think she over-exaggerated a lot of things. And people who are not in the medical field, they'll look at these medical terms and be like, oh, my gosh, she had this procedure. All this stuff happened to her. And then people who are in the medical field were like, nah, sis, that's not really a big deal. I can do an IND on somebody. You know, I can go in and if you have a wound and start flushing it with some saline and cleaning you up and bandaging you up as a nurse. So and I could put, oh, yeah, we did an IND or something like that. So it's all about the terms. It's very sneaky.
So you don't think he shot her? Yes or no?
I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't think he did.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you. You gave us some good
tea.
But we're on lunch break, and we got to keep it moving. Thanks, love.
No problem.
All right, 2791, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's Tracy from Chicago. How are you?
On?
I love you so much. I watch you every day while I'm working
home.
So I definitely love watching you. Even though it's a time difference, I stay up to watch you.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I just wanted to.
Are you in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Shout out to Chicago. Oh, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm in the good part, though. So, yeah,
okay, good.
I'll stay in the suburbs.
Okay, great. Because, you know, for me, I'm never going to Chicago. I'm so scared to go to Chicago. I hear it is beautiful,
know,
but I feel like I won't return.
Yeah, I just hate Chicago gets a bad rep, but there are good parts. But it's kind of like, you know, you just have to know what parts to go to. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah, so the reason I called in is because I definitely feel like EJ is clout chasing. I just feel like that even though EJ was styling Megan recently, prior to this, the last person I recall him styling was Chris Brown. And at that time, I recall him having an incident with Karrueche where there was speculation of him selling information to TMZ then. So I don't want people to disregard the fact that there was speculation.
Wait,
now
he was selling who was selling information to TMZ?
EJ.
Are you serious?
Yes, on Karrueche, that was definitely a rumor back then. I'm not going to say, you know, what I remember some other blog sites posting that information, but there was definitely speculation back then when he was styling Chris Brown that he was selling information to TMZ with Karrueche. And the same speculation is going on now with him selling those text messages from Tory Lanez to TMZ again, and that's why supposedly Megan let him go. You have a pattern of being messy. Again, you want to be in the spotlight, but now here you go again. You're dropped. You're being messy, and people don't want to be bothered with that, where they have to question what your intentions are and if they can even share something with you or if you're looking to get a paycheck from TMZ.
I didn't know he was messy like that.
There's definitely been rumors before of him being messy, but now, you know, we see him hanging with B. Simone, and no offense to her, we know she doesn't have a job, and she was just talking about people with a 9-to-5. Now you're hanging with Tommy, and we know, you know, she's not working right now. So now you're hanging around these reality stars that's not kind of working or doing any work when you were just with Megan Thee Stallion. Why would you do something like that? Now, I understand Megan, you know, we have seen Megan fall out with a lot of people, but I just feel like with this situation, EJ just has a pattern of being messy, and if I was Megan clearing house, he would have to go too.
Period. Well, you said what you said.
Period.
Thank you, caller. Period.
No problem. Okay. Have a good night.
She said what she said. Listen, that's how you end that just like that. Period. Okay, she said what she said and got on out of here. Okay, okay. Period. Wow. All right. All right. 2392. You're live on the air.
Tacky.
Now, why would you say that? That was so stupid. At least that was so childish. So now you'll never be able to call back. All right. That was so childish. All right. 9658.
Yo, what's your issue with Nikki, though?
With Nikki?
Yeah, because you always got her name in your mouth, and you always talking
mad shit about her. First of all, take the donuts and the cream out your mouth, you big, fat, overgrown orangutan. You don't know Nicki Minaj. From the sound of your voice, you sound like you're on a breathing machine. So before you start talking to me, you need to go ask Nicki Minaj to give you some money for your gastric bypass or some lipo. Bye. This is the wrong show. Barely on his last breath trying to call in. What's going on? You need to be asking Nicki Minaj to donate to your GoFundMe. 7976, you're live on the air.
Hello? What's up, Amon?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Good.
Hey, nothing much, man. I've been watching you for about 4 months now. And
okay.
I'd like to say I really like the feedback and the input that you give. But I must say something about the JT jumping in. You understand?
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
I feel like JT jumped in because, yeah, Megan and her ain't really all that cool and stuff. But at the same time, JT and Young Miami sort of like underdog rappers or Class D rappers. And so I felt like JT ran over there to Megan's aid because, like, okay, Megan down right now. Let me go over there and see if we can. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she's down, so she's like, I ain't about to let this female stay down. I'm about to get over there and help her. I feel like it wasn't nothing like, yeah, I know JT don't like Meg like that. Meg don't fuck with JT like that. But I'm sorry for cussing Armand. But at the same time, those are two female rappers, and I feel like JT was just trying to pull the, you know, girl-on-girl thing. And with EJ King, honestly, I think he got the clout chase, for real, to actually keep his clientele.
Oh,
am I
right? Well, I don't know. Shit. I mean, not looking like, not when you look like Rick James, Uncle Clifford, and SZA. I think that's
Rick
a lot
James,
of clout.
Uncle Clifford, SZA, all that. Big Red Dog, all that. But one thing I will say is I know in his position, it cannot be easy because he did get slammed a few months back and some years back. But at the same time, this man need the clout chase because how is he going to get his name out there? You know what I'm saying? Like, not clout chase and do it the way that he was doing, though. Like, he was dead up. He was, like, dead tail, like, yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to go because you just going to keep doing it. Gonna keep, but I love you. Thanks for listening. But we finna wrap it up because I feel like this is gonna be an energy to take me out of character, and I just got my.